Welcome to this Odisha State Open University video lectures program. Dear student, today I am going to speak in this episode. The topic is the major future of caste system in India. The caste system is a very old institution and lasting for over 3000 years. And this is what exactly is very important today now to think about how the caste system is. Still, there is a lot of complexity and the people are not able to understand what exactly it is and how exactly it is going to change. But before going to think about the changing pattern of the caste system, let us know about the basic future of the caste system. First, let us know what is the first future of the caste system, that is the segmental division of Indian society. Caste is a segmental division in that sense is that there is a many small division, caste and subcaste. They constituted as a mini societies, and they are having their own rituals and patterns. The rituals and patterns basically is protected by the caste council, and caste council is very, you know, is going to be protecting body and going to protect the everything. The caste behavior and the way the people behave, they safeguard them, they control them, you guide them. And so basically the caste council work like an executive, judiciary, legislative body. So this is what exactly the segmental division, the mini society. That mini society is protected by the caste council. Next feature is that, you know, hierarchy. Hierarchy is in the sense is that the caste groups are hierarchized, in the sense somebody is a superior, somebody is inferior. It is basically vertical ties between the different caste group. Somebody is in a higher level, that is, you know, somebody, a Brahmin, is in a higher level and the untouchable at the lowest level. But for this things, there is a three important theories. The first theory is that Purusha Supta theory, then second theory is a Guna theory, and third theory is a racial theory. The Purusha Supta theory is that what is telling is this hierarchy is justified on the basis of that the creation from the Brahma. You know, the Brahmin is created from the head of the Brahma, and Kshatriya is created from the arm of the Brahma, and the Vaishyas are created from the thigh, and the Shudras are created from the feet. So this is the next theory is talking about the gun theory. The gun means the quality. There is a three type of gun is talking about my dear students, the sattva gun, raj gun and tam gun. And the sattva gun is basically intellectual quality, and raj gun is basically it's you know, that bravery quality, and tam gun, you know what exactly it is, a laziness, you know, laziness, inertia, all these things is there. So this putting together, you know, that entire the four varna came into being. So sattva guns represent within the Brahmin, rajgun within Kshatriyas, and the thamgun within the Shudras. Vaishya is in between raj and tham. And there is another theory, is a racial theory. Racial theory is on the basis of color. So there is a, when the Aryan came into being in India, there is a two, they are the Arjo, and there are the Dravidian people are the Dasas. Dasas are the black, and the Arjo they are the fair color. So this is a color division. So this is being justified on the basis of the birth, all this hierarchy. And it is a vertical in nature. It is not horizontal. And it is, you cannot help that it is ascribed, it is given to you by birth. And the future is a purity and pollution. Purity and pollution is what exactly it is, which is sacred, sanctity, that is being discussed and described by the religious scripture. So somebody is pure in the sense that that is what exactly, you know, there is a temporary purity is there, and permanent purity is there. So pollution is what exactly scheduled caste, the untouchable, are permanently polluted by birth. And but other twice one caste, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishyas, they are the pure in nature. So here the purity and pollution is going to explain the blood purity, ritual purity. And at the time of menstruation cycle, the women are secluded. At the time of delivery, women are secluded. The temporary purity. So the purity in pollution is a major principle that decide the future of the caste system. Next, we'll go to the restriction of food, drinks, and social intercourse. You know, food also, food item, commensality. To whom you want to have a food, whom you don't want to have a food. So more you receive food, less will be your status, caste status. And less food you are getting, receiving from others, higher status will be. So Brahmin are getting less food from the other group. So there is a four type of foods, basically raw food, kacha food, paka food, and garbage food. The Brahmins, they are going to get, receive only the raw food. And Kshatriyas and Vaishyas are, they are getting both kacha and paka food. But you know, the lower caste basically, untouchable and Shudras, basically they are getting all type of foods from everywhere. So this is then the drink. Drink, you know, whom you take water. Say for example, in West Bengal, there is a four type of Shudras. It's five type of Shudras. Ati Shudra, Sat Shudra, Jala Vyavahara Shudra, Jala Avyavahara Shudras. Ati Shudra means the Shudra who is untouchable. The distance is maintained between the higher caste and themselves. Jala Vyavahara means the higher caste, they can take the water from them. Jala Avyavahara means they cannot take the water. So this has been restricted. And that there is a religious disabilities. The another future, religious disabilities is basically that, you know, the caste groups are allowed to chant mantras, allowed to do the ritual activities and sacrament. But women and Dalit, they are not allowed. Because on the basis of shastras, they are the polluted some extent. So the religious disability, even the women are not allowed, then Dalit are not allowed to a sacred space of the temple. And that's what exactly religious disability. Social disabilities is the disabilities, another future, where exactly the Dalits and Dalit are not privileged to access the public places. So maybe road, maybe school, maybe university, maybe it may be temple, they are not able to do it. Because why? They are doing a polluting occupation and they are polluted by birth. And there is a restricted choice of occupation. Restricted choice of occupation in the sense is that there is an occupational specificity among the four groups, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishyas and Shudras. All are doing their occupation on the basis of division of labor. And this is a hereditary occupation in nature. But this is what exactly you can understand, it is a specific. A particular caste will do a particular kind of occupation, other will not do that. It is hereditary in nature. So this is basically is a specificity attached to a particular occupation. Then last is the endogamy. Endogamy is the marriage, intercaste, basically the marriage between the different groups. You know, Hindu society is the caste society. The caste society is the endogamous society. It's maintained both. Endogamy, that is the marriage within the same caste, and also outside the Gotras, Gotra exogamy is there. So, but historically there is a two term, Anulama and Pratilama. Unfortunately, the high caste will marry a woman, he is allowed to marry a woman from the lower caste, but not vice versa. So, Anulama is a marriage that has been accepted. But Pratilama is not been accepted. So to me, the future of the caste system, it's religious in nature. It is scriptural in nature. It has been prescribed, it has been given that we are going to follow it. So this is what exactly about the future of the caste system. Dear student, this without knowing the future of the caste system, you cannot understand. You know, there is a relationship between the text and context. If the textual understanding you are not having, you cannot understand the context of the caste. So therefore, it is necessary, essential to know what caste is through the text and scripture. That is what exactly, and today in these days, basically the people are not reading text. That is what exactly the problem. So in this way, we should understand the textual circumstances of caste through different scripture and different books and literature. Thank you.